and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. When Jell-O became unavailable during World War II, Jack Benny's sponsor switched the show to Grape Nuts cereal. Ironically, during the recent pandemic, Grape Nuts cereal was hard to find due to supply chain issues. First, we have the Jack Benny program that introduced the new product to listeners. It's a funny show and in good sound. The Jack Benny show was recorded professionally at this time because lots of his shows were done remotely for U.S. service members. This is Jack Benny's first show for Grape Nuts, first broadcast October 4th, 1942 on NBC.
Drinking alcohol!
The Jell-O program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston.
No, no, Don, not Jell-O. It's Grape Nuts Flakes this year. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, darn it. The Grape Nuts Flakes program starring Jack Benny.
No, no, not Grape Nuts Flakes. What's the matter with you?
Oh, yes,
I'll get fired.
The Grape Nuts Flakes program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Dennis Day, Rochester, and yours truly, Don Wilson. And now we have a new star on our program tonight that I'd like all you listeners to meet. This new star is a favorite with millions of loyal and ardent fans all over America. In fact, this particular star is a morning star, a star that enjoys top billing on a coast-to-coast breakfast circuit. Ladies and gentlemen, I present Grape Nuts Flakes, the breakfast treat that has risen to stardom because of its delicious, distinctive appeal. Yes, friends, Grape Nuts Flakes today are America's fastest-growing cereal, and have been America's fastest-growing cereal for the past 3 years. And why? Because of flavor. A flavor that's malty-rich, sweet as a nut, absolutely different from any other cereal in America. And that's because Grape Nuts Flakes are made a different way. They're a blend of two luscious grains instead of only one, sun-ripened wheat and malted barley. And they're toasted, golden brown and crisp, to bring out the rich goodness of each wholesome grain. So feature Grape Nuts Flakes at your breakfast table every morning. For a delicious and nourishing treat, ask for Grape Nuts Flakes in the big 12-ounce economy size package. Pennsylvania Polka played by the orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let us turn back the clock 1 hour and show you what happened on the way to the studio. Jack, in line with the Share Your Car campaign, volunteered to pick up the gang in his Maxwell and drive us all down to the first broadcast.
That's the least I could do.
Anyway, Jack called me and told me to be waiting in front of my house, as he and Rochester would be along just as soon as they'd picked up that.
Oh, boy, it'll be great to get back on the air again.
Feel good, eh, boss?
You said it. I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle as I go riding merrily along. Oh, Lily Bell. Oh, Lily. Well, I'll be... Rochester, put down that banjo. You're driving the car. Put it down, grab hold of the steering wheel.
This is the wheel. I just put strings on it.
Just drive, will you? I got spurs that jingle. Gee, it sure feels good to be going back to work, eh, Mary?
Yeah, but it'll seem funny not broadcasting for Jell-O this year.
Well, it's not so much of a change. After all, it's the same sponsor, same station, same time.
Well, I hope we have some new material. I'm sick of all those jokes about your toupee.
Me too.
Then pull it up a little. You look like Veronica Lake.
Say, is that bad? I got spurs.
And another thing. You ought to be ashamed having that big sign on the back of the car.
What sign?
Coming soon. Jack Benny and George Washington slept here.
Well, that's my new picture.
Pardon me, boss, but shouldn't Miss Ann Sheridan's name be on that sign, too?
Well,
Mr. Benny and Washington were such friends, it'd be a shame to have anybody else there.
Mary, save those quips for the program, will you? Yes, sir. I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
jingle. I got spurs that jingle, jangle,
as I go riding merrily
along. As I go riding merrily along.
And they say... Uh-oh, slow up, Rochester, slow up.
What's the matter, boss?
Never mind, slow up. Duck down, Mary, duck down.
What for?
Duck down, duck down. pardon me, miss. I'm cooperating in the Share Your Car campaign. May I give you a lift to Hollywood?
Like I told you yesterday, no.
Okay. Drive on, Rochester. That's gratitude for you. Offer a girl... Rochester, take it easy. There's a red light up ahead.
It'll be green, red, and green again before we get to it.
Just take it easy, that's all. 35 miles an hour. That's the new speed limit.
Well, let's get a new motor and have a go at it.
Listen, Rochester, you're going to miss this little car when we're riding around in that buggy I bought. Hey, that reminds me, I've got to get a horse for that buggy.
A horse? Oh, then you gave up the idea of letting Dennis pull it.
Well, that was just a wild thought. Besides, if I ever hit him with a whip, his mother'd kill me. Hey, there's Don Wilson waiting for us. Hello, Don!
Hello, Jack! Mary!
Hello, Don!
Hop in, Mr. Wilson!
Well, hello, Rochester. Where'll I sit, Jack?
Right in the middle, or over we go!
Don't get cute, Rochester. This isn't a canoe.
Say, Don, I'll bet you're a little nervous about going on the air for a new product.
Yeah, aren't you a little jittery?
No. Why, I'm just crazy about those good old Grape Nuts Flakes.
Don, that's Grape Nuts Flakes. Great. Watch it. Turn here, Rochester. Dennis lives right up the street. I got spurs that jingle, jangle.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily.
As I go riding merrily.
They say, oh, ain't you glad.
Dennis!
Yes, Mother?
Hurry up. Veronica Lake is waiting for you. Hurry up. Here's your hat and your music.
Thanks, Mother.
And here's 10 cents. I'm sure Mr. Benny won't charge more than the bus. Goodbye.
Bye, Mother. Here I am, Mr. Benny. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Dennis. How are you? Where'd you get the red hair, kid?
Well, what are you waiting for, kid? Hop in the car.
I'm not moving one step until I find out if I get a raise this year.
You better get in this car, kid. Kenny Baker is in the tool chest. Now get in.
Yes, sir.
All right, Rochester, we got to pick up Mr. Harris now.
Well, Dennis, you all set for the first program?
I sure am. Oh, by the way, Mr. Benny, I shopped all over for a horse collar, but I couldn't find one to fit me.
Well, don't bother about it, kid. I'm getting a horse. I got spurs that jingle.
What's a horse got that I haven't got?
It's nothing against you, Dennis. I'm just getting a horse, that's all. Now, forget it. As I go right...
Gosh, and I cut holes in my straw hat so my ears could stick through.
Too bad. And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Get hot, Daddy.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong. Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily.
Rochester, don't sing while you're driving. Now turn left here and we'll pick up Mr. Harris.
Mm-hmm. I told him to be waiting on the corner here.
Isn't that Phil up ahead?
Where?
Right there, and he's pushing a baby carriage.
Oh, yeah. He's talking to a street cleaner.
That's the nurse. She's got a white uniform on.
Oh, yes. Gee, I'll be glad to see his baby. Hey, Phil! Phil!
Hiya, Jackson!
Hello, everybody!
How are you, Phil?
Hi. Hi. Hello. Come on, yeah, sir. Well, get a load of that baby of yours. Ain't she a Lulu, Jackson? Well, I'll be darned.
Let me hold her, will you, Phil?
Here you are, Mary.
There now. Oh, isn't she a darling?
Say, Phil. Phil, are those the little booties I sent the baby?
No, they didn't fit, Jackson. You must have had awful big feet when you were a kid.
Hey, I was a rugged little rascal.
Oh, God, Jack. Look at those blonde curls.
I used to have curls that made those look like a nickel. Way down to my ankles.
Your arms are way down to your ankles, too.
Never mind.
Jack lived on peanuts till he was 18.
That's so.
Let me hold the baby, Mary.
Here you are, Don.
Careful now, careful.
Don't worry, nurse. Coochie, coochie, coochie!
Gee, she's always laughing. Let me hold her, Don.
Okay, Jack, here you are.
I got her. Coochie, coochie, coochie! Now, don't be afraid. It's Uncle Jackie. Remember, I gave you those booties. Here, Phil, you better take her. Here, take the kid.
Okay.
Well, come on, let's get going.
Ah, isn't she cute?
Coochie, coochie, coochie.
Dennis, put down the nurse. What's the matter with you? Come on, Phil, leave your baby with the nurse and let's get to the studio.
Right with you, Jackson. Oh, nurse, I'll be home about 9:30, so be sure and have my bottle ready.
Your bottle?
Gin through a nipple. It's out of this world, Jackson.
I must try it sometime. Come on, Rochester, let's go. Watch the traffic now.
Say, Jackson, ain't Alice and me got the cutest kid you ever seen?
Sure, cute.
Yeah, Phil, I must congratulate you. That baby of yours is a beautiful child.
And what a disposition, always laughing.
Not while I was holding her, she wasn't laughing.
Well, what are you so mad about? You were holding the kid and she cried a little. That's all that happened.
Oh, yeah?
Drive on, Rochester, drive on.
Step on it, fellas. We've only got a half an hour before the broadcast.
Hope you brought your pass, Jack. You know, NBC has to be pretty strict for the duration.
Oh, all that red tape is silly. Come on, fellas, follow me.
Just a minute there. Gotta have passes, you know. Gotta have passes.
Passes?
Company regulations. I don't make the rules, you know.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, look, officer.
Here's my pass.
Here's mine. Smiling Phil Harris, the Daily Double.
See you later, Mr. Benny.
Okay, kid. Now, look, officer, I left my pass at home. Come on, Mary.
Oh, no, you don't. One more step and I'll grill you.
Yipe, he's got a gun. Now, officer, I'm Benny, Jack Benny. Now, get Mr. Swallow, the manager, on the phone. He'll identify
me. Mr. Swallow isn't in. Keep your hands up, you saboteur.
Me, a saboteur? Me?
What's that package you're hiding under your coat?
That's my lunch, a deviled egg sandwich and a banana. You want a bite? Mary, tell this guy who I am.
I'm Mary Livingston, and he's Jack Benny. Here's my pass.
You satisfied? Can we go in now?
No hard feelings. Rules, rules, you know.
You can put that revolver back in your holster.
Okay, okay. Doggone. That's the third toe today.
Come on, Mary. Let's go inside. All that trouble for nothing. Oh, wait a minute, Mary. Here's the fan mail department. I might as well pick up my bundle. After all, I've been off the air 4 months, you know.
Gosh, look at all the mail here. Fibber McGee, Aldridge Family, Bing Crosby.
We all get it. Oh, miss, is there any mail here for me, Jack Benny?
Like I told you yesterday, no.
I knew I'd seen her someplace before. Can't understand it. What's happened to my fans? Why don't they write?
Well, maybe they think you're a military secret.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Penny. How's my favorite comedian today?
Fine, fine. Oh, Mary, I'd like to have you meet Robert Welch. Mr. Welch is the new producer of our program.
I'm glad to know you, Mr. Welch.
I kiss your hand, madame.
Oh, fine.
Oh, pardon me, Mr. Welch. Miss Livingston's wristwatch seems to have got caught in your teeth. Thanks. Now, Mr. Welch, we're in a hurry and I'm nervous today. Now, what studio are we broadcasting from today?
Well, now, let me see. Say, that's important, isn't it?
Well, it certainly is. Now, you're the new producer. Where are we broadcasting from?
Oh, let me see. I'm not getting off a very good start, am I?
No, you're not. Now, check on it. Check on it, for heaven's sake.
Okay, check, 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 check.
Gosh, he's so nervous, you know. Oh, here's Wilson. Say, Don, did you find out what studio we're broadcasting from?
Yes, Jack. We're in Studio B across the hall here.
Good. Let's go in and get our rehearsal started.
Well, I'm afraid we'll have to wait a few minutes, Jack. There's a program rehearsing in there now.
What program?
The Heartaches of Sally Sutton.
Oh, the Heartaches of Sally Sutton? Say, that's one of my favorites.
That program is strictly for housewives.
Oh, it is, eh? Well, Rochester and I listen to it every morning while we're doing the dishes. And their soap doesn't give you the dishpan hands, either. Come on, let's go inside and watch him, huh? Oh, boy, I can hardly wait to see Rochester's face tomorrow morning when I tell him everything before it happens.
Shh, quiet.
And so, chin up, but with tears in eyes. Sally Sutton faces the bitter realization that her once happy home is about to be broken up.
That husband of hers has really been playing around, the rat.
Acting on the advice of old Judge Hooper, who lives in the little house at the bend of the road, Sally is determined to have a showdown with her husband, Paul.
And Rochester thinks they're going to smooth things out.
Jack, quiet.
It is midnight, and Sally, chin up, but with tear-dimmed eyes, is awaiting Paul's arrival.
Ah, good evening, sweetheart. Am I late for dinner?
Oh, Paul, how can you call me sweetheart when your mind is on another?
Then you.
Yes, Paul, I know. I found out all about you and that welder at Lockheed.
If you're referring to Nancy Randolph, there's absolutely nothing between us.
Oh, Paul, lies, lies.
I swear it. I've never even seen her in a dress.
Dress or overalls, that Nancy is a siren.
No use, Paul. This is the end.
You mean?
Yes. A divorce.
A divorce.
A divorce.
Jack, for heaven's sake.
Oh, Paul. I've forgiven you time after time. First it was that cigarette girl. Then that telephone operator. Then that model.
And don't forget that usherette.
And then that usherette. I tell you, Paul, a divorce is our only solution.
Very well, my dear. But I'm afraid that our son, Wilbur, must go with me, his father.
No, no, not that.
No, no, Paul. Won't you take a 10-year-old child away from his mother? You can't do it. I'll fight for him.
Oh, boy, wait till tomorrow morning. I'm going to bet Rochester $5 they're going to get a divorce. It's a cinch.
Please, Paul. He's my child as well as yours.
All right, Sally. We'll let the boy decide. Oh, Wilbur! Wilbur, will you please come in here?
Yes, your father and I would like to talk to you.
Mother, father, did you call me?
Dennis! Dennis Day, what are you doing on this program?
Well, I gotta make some money someplace.
I don't care, you're working for me. Now listen, kid.
Mr. Benny, please, we're rehearsing.
Well, I'm sorry to interrupt, but we're on the air in a few minutes, and I've gotta have Dennis. It's our first broadcast. I gotta have the studio.
Oh, too. All right, you saboteur.
This is a deviled egg sandwich and a banana. Now get out of here and let us rehearse. Now see here, Dennis.
Yes, father.
I'm not your father. That's the other guy. Now, let's get going around here. Dennis, run over your song. We got to rehearse that.
How can he sing without an orchestra?
Oh, for Phil, where are the orchestra boys?
I don't know. Oh, yes, I put them in Deacon's warehouse for the summer.
Well, get them out. Get them out.
Oh, Jack, don't you think I better rehearse the commercial once? After all, this is a new product.
Okay, Don, yeah, rehearse it. We'll be on the air right away.
Ladies and gentlemen, next time you go to your neighborhood grocer, why not ask for America's most distinctive flake cereal? Toasty, brown, sweet as a nut, grapes, nuts, flakes.
No, no, Don, not grapes. That's great, great.
Oh, darn it. You will find the grape nuts flakes are a thrifty buy in the big 12-ounce economy-size package. So be sure to look for the big red letters on the box.
Don, that was yellow. These are white letters, white.
So be sure to look for the big white letters on the box.
They're little white letters, little, Don.
So be sure to look for the little white letters on the box. They spell grape nuts flakes.
There you go again.
Oh, what's the matter with me?
Here they are, Jackson. Here's the boys. Well, it's about time.
Hold everything there. You gotta have passes, you know. Gotta have passes.
Oh, get out of here. Now, Don, watch that commercial. It's all right to say grapes, nuts, flakes now. But for heaven's sake, don't make that mistake when we're on the air or our sponsor will have a fit.
Holy smoke, does our sponsor have fits?
No. Pay attention to the conversation, kid. All right, run over your song. Give him an introduction, Phil.
Okay, hit it, boy.
I'm a wreck already. Only the first broadcast.
Be careful, it's my heart. It's not my watch you're holding, it's my heart. It's not a note I sent you that you quickly burned. It's not a book I lent you that you never return. Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful. It's my heart.
Stand by. We're on the air in 60 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Hurry it up, Dennis. Finish your song. We're going on the air.
Remember, it's my heart, the heart with which so willingly I part. It's yours to take, to keep or break, but please, before you start, be careful, it's my heart. Good.
Good. Swell. That song will be okay, Dennis. Now, Mary, pass out the scripts, will you? We'll be on the air in about 20 seconds. Grab your scripts, everybody.
We haven't got any scripts.
Your writers didn't bring them in yet.
What? No scripts?
Stand by, everybody. 15 seconds.
Ha, 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 ha. this. No script.
What are we going to do, Jack?
I don't know. I'll have to ad-lib something. I'll tell you what. I'll start by out by saying, hello, everybody. This is Jack Benny. You know, folks, a funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio.
You leave Phil's baby out of this.
I didn't mean that. Darn my writers, a fine spot they put me in. Here I am, chin up, but with tear-dimmed eyes. And no script. They've had all summer to get this program written. One little program.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what happened before we were supposed to go on the air tonight. And now, for tonight's show...
Don, how can we do a show without a script?
You gotta have jokes, you know. You gotta have jokes.
Oh, what's the use? Play something, Phil.
You know, friends, most of us these days are faced with the problem of getting more mileage out of our tires. But homemakers face a different mileage problem. That's how to get more mileage from food, by getting more nourishment per spoonful. Well, here's a suggestion for you from the Government Nutrition Program. Eat more of the vital protective foods that you should have every day. That includes whole grain cereals. Cereals such as Delicious, Toasty Brown Grape Nuts Flakes. For Grape Nuts Flakes are a whole grain cereal, so they supply important whole grain food values, including iron, niacin, and vitamin B1. Extra vitamin B1. For Grape Nuts Flakes bring you even more B1 to the ounce than you find in the whole grain itself. And honestly, there isn't a more delicious way to get this grand all-around nourishment. For Grape Nuts Flakes are malty-rich, sweet as a nut, crammed full of wide-awake, flavorful goodness. Remember, you owe it to yourself to start every morning with the proper nourishment. And you can do that and enjoy it with good-to-eat, nourishing Grape Nuts Flakes.
Wreck I am. Tell you, it isn't worth it. Oh, gosh, that was the most humiliating experience I've ever had.
How'd the show go, boss?
We didn't have a show, Rochester. No script.
Were your writers over-martinied again?
No, they just didn't work. Oh, by the way, Rochester, remind me to tune in on the heartaches of Sally Sutton tomorrow morning. I have a hunch Paul and Sally are going to split up.
No, boss, they're in love. Mr. Sutton might play around a little bit, but they ain't never going to separate.
Oh, no? Well, I'll tell you what, Rochester. I'll just bet you $5 they're going to get a divorce. And they're going to fight over the kid, too.
Oh, Jack, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, he thinks he knows everything. This will be a lesson to him.
The Jack Benny Program is written by Bill Morrow and Ed Beloy.
In the 1940s, Most shows were called by the name of their sponsor, but today we call it the Jack Benny Show. You are listening to the Old Time Radio Hour broadcast each week over the World Wide Web with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have another Jack Benny Show from the Grape Nuts era. This time, Jack and the cast of the show are visiting Toronto, Canada, and celebrating Jack's birthday. Enjoy the Jack Benny Show, first broadcast February 14th, 1943, on NBC.
The Grape Nuts Flakes program, coming to you from Toronto, Ontario, and starring Jack Benny, with Mary Livingston, Dennis Day, Rochester, yours truly, Don Wilson, and our guest conductor, Alan McIver, and his all-Canadian orchestra. Ladies, how often does your husband make with this theme song? I want what I want when I want it. Yes, sir, that's a man for you, especially when it's time for breakfast. He wants breakfast there when he wants it. And does he know what he wants for breakfast? Well, just try him and see. Just hand him a bowl full of delicious, crisp, tempting, malty-rich Grape Nuts Flakes. Then watch what happens. One taste of that grand Grape Nuts flavor and that I want frown becomes a happy grin. And that grin will stay on because nourishing Grape Nuts Flakes stick to the ribs. They help keep you going until lunchtime, for they're a whole grain cereal, chucking food values. So try old Doc Wilson's recipe for a happy home and serve Grape Nuts Flakes at breakfast, America's fastest growing breakfast cereal. Gentlemen, for the first time in our broadcasting history, our program this evening originates outside the borders of the United States.
Yes, sir. We're in Toronto, Canada.
Canada, stretching 3,000 miles from Nova Scotia in the east to Vancouver Island in the distant Pacific.
It's big, all right.
Canada, famous for its farming, its lumbering, its mining, and its fur trapping.
Yep, everything from grizzly bear to skunk.
Which brings us to our master of ceremonies, Jack Benny.
What is that? And I had to help him out on that. Oh, well, hello again. This is Jack Benny, the grizzly bear, talking. I've got too much hair tonic on me to be that other animal, you know. And, Don, this is sure a thrill broadcasting from the Dominion of Canada. Look at those uniforms out in the audience. Men from the Royal Canadian Navy, the Canadian Active Army, the Royal Canadian Air Force.
Yeah. And don't forget the Royal Norwegian Air Force.
Yes, sir. They've all turned out. And I love the people up here in Toronto, Don. They're so friendly, and they go out of their way to make you comfortable.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, when I arrived in town, it was snowing. So they dug an underground tunnel from the Union Station to the Royal York Hotel just for me. Now, that's real consideration.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Jack. That tunnel connecting the Union Station and the Royal York Hotel has been there for years.
It has? Gee.
Of course, everybody knows that.
Oh, my goodness, and then I better rush over there right away.
What's the matter, Jack?
Oh, I've got to take down that sign I put up.
What sign?
Jack Benny Tunnel, admission 10 cents. Gee, people here will think I'm awful, you know?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about it. By the way, Jack, are you stopping at the Royal York?
Yes, Dennis and I, and Dennis is a ranger, and my riders, and their riders, and a man named McTavish from Winnipeg, who's in the grain business, we're sharing a lovely room. It has twin beds, of course.
Oh, I see. Does your room overlook Lake Ontario?
I don't know. McTavish always hangs his kilt across the window. A nice chap, though, you know. Come in. Yes?
Mr. Benny, on behalf of the English-speaking population of Canada, I'd like to welcome you to Toronto and present you with this genuine Canadian quarter.
A Canadian quarter? Well, thank you. What's that for?
We want you to spend something while you're up here.
Just for that, I'm going to spend that quarter. McTavish and I are going out to dinner. What's left over, we'll split a cigar. Yes, sirree. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Jack.
Hello. Well, Mary, are you having fun on our little visit to Canada?
I'll say. And what a beautiful city Toronto is. You know, Jack, yesterday I got on a streetcar and went over to visit my cousin.
Oh, do you have a cousin living here in Canada?
Yeah, Vancouver.
Now, wait a minute, Mary. You can't take a streetcar from Toronto to Vancouver.
That's his name, Vancouver Livingston.
Oh. Well, Mary, we've certainly covered a lot of ground in 1 week, haven't we? Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal.
You said it. And say, Jack, in Montreal, I stayed at the Windsor Hotel, and I slept in the same room that Mrs. Roosevelt had a few days before.
The same room Mrs. Roosevelt had? How do you know?
Well, in the middle of the night, the phone rang. I said, hello.
Yes?
And a voice said, I'm back from North Africa. Where are you?
Well, it must have been Mrs. Roosevelt's room, all right. Huh?
Speaking of Montreal, Mary, isn't that a romantic old city? What food they have?
To Wilson, a bowl of onion soup is romance.
Mary, but you're right, Don. The food in Montreal is terrific, especially in those little French restaurants.
You ought to stay out of those little French restaurants until you learn to speak the language.
What are you talking about? I parle Francois très bonny. And incidentally, Mary, you should have had some of those escargot I ordered. Yum, yum.
Well, I don't like snails.
Snails? Yikes! Holy smoke, I ate three orders of snails.
No wonder you've been walking so slow the last few days.
No, quiet. I can't understand making such a silly mistake. Why, in Waukegan High School, French was my best subject. In fact, we... Come in.
Monsieur Benet?
Oui?
Au nom de la population canadienne-française du Canada, je désire vous souhaiter une cordiale bienvenue à notre beau pays.
Oui, oui. Oui?
What's he saying, Jack?
Well, nothing about snails has come up, that I know. Procedez-vous, Mansour. Procedez-vous. Yeah.
Nous pensons que vos remarques sont vraiment drôles.
Oui, oui. Continuez.
Et nous apprécions à juste titre votre habileté artistique et espérons bien que votre séjour au Canada sera des plus agréables. Bonsoir.
Well, now that was really sweet, really. I mean, sorry. Sorry, he got away. He got away so fast. I would love to have parlayed with him longer, you know?
Well, tell us, Jack, what did he say?
What did he say? He said that, he implied... That is, he more or less suggested. Look, he's gone. We had a nice chat. Now, let's forget it. My goodness. Well, Dennis Day. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Well, Dennis, I haven't seen you since we left Ottawa. Did you have a good time there?
Yeah, it was wonderful, and I was sure thrilled when we met the king.
The king? The king?
Yeah, King Mackenzie.
That's Mackenzie King. Listen, that's Mackenzie. That's Mackenzie King. He's the prime minister.
Oh.
And I enjoyed meeting him, too.
You know, Mr. Benny, these Canadian people sure are generous. They really overdo it.
What do you mean, overdo it?
Well, I gave the girl at the cashier's desk a $10 bill, and she gave me $11 change. She must be nuts about me.
Listen, Dennis, she gave you the right change. You see, $10 American for 11 Canadian is international monetary stabilization and is determined through equitable negotiations on the part of the Canadian and American fiscal policy authorities.
You better lay off those snails, brother.
Oh, for Pete's sake. Now, Dennis, in the first place...
Oh, Jack, stop wasting your breath. Dennis will never get that stuff through his head.
Mary's right. Dennis is too confused to understand such a complicated subject.
Now, wait a minute. Let's be fair about this. Dennis may be a little confused, but he's not dumb. He's not stupid.
Talk is cheap. Let's see you prove it.
Well, there's no use waiting. I'll have to keep that kid in the trunk. Never mind, Dennis. Let's have your song and do a good job. Hold it a minute. Come in.
Unnskyld, Mr. Benny. Får jeg lov å forstyrre dem i programmet et øyeblikk?
Oui, oui, monsieur.
Jack, what? Jack, he's not French. He's a Norwegian flyer.
Oh, a Norwegian flyer. Oh, go ahead, sir.
På vegne av alle gutta i det norske flygevåpen som trener her i Canada og er i kamp overseas.
Yes.
Vil jeg gjerne benytte anledningen til å si at vi synes de meget morsomme, og at vi liker dem meget bedre enn røyka laks.
Well, now, would you mind telling me what you said in English?
Mr. Benny, we Norwegians think you are very funny, and we like you much better than smoked white fish.
Well, that's very nice of you. Go ahead and sing, Benny. To come home to, sung by Dennis Day. And Dennis, that was swell.
Thank you. And Mr. Benny, since today is your birthday, I'd like to dedicate that number to you.
Well.
That's right, Jack. Happy birthday.
Many happy returns of the day, old boy.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. Gosh, another birthday.
No kidding, Mr. Benny. Were you really born on February 14th?
Yep, I was a Valentine baby. Cupid brought me instead of the stork.
Yeah. Stork?
Huh?
A stork?
Yes.
There's something fishy there, but I'm only guessing.
Dennis, I mean Cupid brought me because I was born on Valentine's Day. But the stork brings everybody else.
Oh, you're a little wrong there, Jack. A crane brought me.
Now, what's the... Well, what's the difference? Stork, crane, they're both birds.
I mean a crane, like in a shipyard.
Oh, you mean a hoist. Well, Don, you're an exception. You see, you were a very heavy baby. I understand your nurse had to jack you up to put your diapers on. Well, anyhow, getting back to me, here it is, another birthday.
Say, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Dennis.
Well, I'll probably get slugged for this. But how old are you exactly?
Well, Dennis, let me put it this way. I'm as frisky as a boy of 10. I feel like sweet 16. And I don't look a day older than 25.
Now, just add those up and you got it.
Mary, I'm not 51. I'm in my late 30s. Or my early 40s.
You were in your early 40s in the gay 90s.
Never mind. And now, ladies and gentlemen...
I wish I had a nickel for every time Lillian Russell slapped your face.
I said, never mind. If I may be so bold. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to have you meet our guest conductor this week, Mr. Alan McIver from Montreal.
Thank you, everybody.
So your name is Alan McIver, eh? Alan. Do you mind if I call you Al?
Oh, no, not at all.
Thank you. You see, I happen to know a fella named Alan, and just the... just the mention of his name makes my hair stand on end.
Open your shirt and show him.
I mean the hair on my head. Well, sir, let's have your band number. What's it going to be?
I've prepared a special arrangement of Canadian capers.
Good.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Benny, I don't know if this is the right time to bring it up, but I enjoy your work in pictures very, very much.
You do? Well.
Yes, I saw you and George Washington Slept Here, and you are wonderful.
Thank you.
Especially Ann Sheridan.
Everybody says that. Incidentally, Mr. McIver, I'm in a new picture now called The Meanest Man in the World. I suppose you'll see that.
Who else is in it?
Well, I have a swell role. You see, I play the part of a young lawyer who is a failure because he's so nice and sweet and kind.
Who else is in it?
And it isn't until I change my character and become the meanest man in the world that I achieve the prominence that I so justly deserve.
Who else is in it?
Priscilla Lane in Rochester. Who do you think is in it? Let's have your number. What a fan. Heaven's sake. All right, folks, Canadian capers.
Just a minute, Jack. Speaking of Canada, yeah. I've written a very clever message which involves various cities and towns in this dominion.
Oh, who else is in it? I mean, you have? What's the matter with me?
Yes, it goes something like this. When you come back from the lake, Louise...
Uh-huh.
And when you arrive in port, Arthur...
Well, there's two places already.
I want you both to Toronto, your neighborhood grocer... And ask him for a box of toasty brown sweet-as-a-nut grape nuts flakes.
Toronto, that's not bad. Good.
Now, if you arrive home and find that you've forgotten your grape nuts flakes, Quebec to the store immediately.
Quebec? Quebec to the store?
Yes, because Grape Nuts Flakes in the big 12-ounce economy-size package is America's fastest-growing flake cereal. Believe me, folks, you ought to try some tomorrow.
Don, that was wonderful. I'm sure you've given the people hella facts about our product. I bet Ruby Stevens hated that one. And now, Mr. McIver, I think you can play... Who's that? Come in. Well, it's the Canadian girl, the French-Canadian soldier, and the Norwegian flyer. What's this for?
Happy birthday, Mr. Benny, and may you have many more of them.
Thank you.
Vous souhaitez une bonne fête, Monsieur Benny. Espérant que vous en aurez beaucoup d'autres.
Merci beaucoup.
Til lykke med fødselsdagen. Jeg håper vi vil oppleve mange flere av dem.
Manga talk. Manga talk. Play, McIver. Give your birthday in three languages. Hey, darling.
Was Canadian Capers, played by Al McIver and his orchestra. And Al, that was very, very good and quite apropos. And now, ladies and gentlemen, since we are in the Dominion of Canada, for our special attraction this evening,
Mary Livingston will read a poem.
Mary Livingston will... Nothing doing, Mary. The poem is out.
You let me read my poem or I'll tell everybody that you think the tunnel from the Union Station to the hotel was dug especially for you.
They know that already.
Then I'll tell them that you're charging a dime to walk through it.
They know that too.
Do they know you're letting people go through piggyback for 15 cents?
How'd you go through all of that without fluffing a line?
I don't know, Jack.
It's a special raid. That was wonderful. You're very good. Listen. All right, let's have your poem. What's the title of it?
Here's to Canada. It's Army, Navy, Air Force, Merchant Marine, Ferry Command, and the FIMTA.
The FIMTA? What's that?
The fellow I met this afternoon.
Oh. Well, go ahead.
Here's to the land of the maple leaf, our neighbor good and true. Greetings from Don and Dennis and me, and Jack with eyes of blue.
They have been compared to Lake Ontario through McTavish's kilt. You know? Go ahead, Miss Seuss. Go ahead.
Oh, Canada, you are so mighty. Your snow-capped mountains are so whitey.
Whitey?
Your air is cold, your wind is bitey. That's why I wear a flannel nightie.
Hey. Me too.
Oh, Canada, where seals do play, way up north in Hudson Bay. The Eskimos, they live in igloos and keep their pigs in little pigloos.
Mary, they don't have pigs up there. They eat blubber. Hmm.
The Eskimos, they live on blubber. It looks like steak, but tastes like rubber.
Well.
The nights up there last half a year. So if you walk in your sleep, take a sandwich and beer.
That's right. That's right. A little midnight snack around the middle of December would be good. Is that all? Is that all, Mary?
No, one more verse.
Okay.
So here's to the land of the maple leaf, our neighbor good and true. Our visit has been wonderful. So thanks. Merci beaucoup.
Very, very good. Very good. Well, Mary, that was a swell poem and a beautiful thought, and I'm sure that goes for all of us. Now, fellas, before I forget it... Excuse me. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
I'm an Eskimo, and I have a message for you.
Well, a bald-headed Eskimo... He must have a small entrance to his igloo. What's the message, sir?
On behalf of the Eskimos of Canada, Glub, Ugg, Rickajack, Belwa, Zoc, Powie.
What does that mean?
How do I know I'm a bellboy at the hotel?
How did Bill Morrow get a job as a bellboy? That's right, the Eskimo didn't show up. Now, fellas, as I started to say, tomorrow night when we do our show, I want you all to be ready by 7 o'clock because immediately afterwards we have to take the train for Chicago. That is, you'll be in Chicago and I'll stay in Waukegan. Meanwhile, now who can that be? Hello?
Bonsoir, monsieur, Sam. Say moi, Roger Stairs.
Rochester? Why, Rochester, where did you learn to speak French?
My Montreal mama done told me.
Oh. Well, what do you want, Rochester? What did you call me about?
Well, I'm down here in the tunnel, boss.
In the tunnel?
Yeah, a train just came in from Ottawa. Shall I lower the toll gate?
Wait a minute, Rochester. That isn't my tunnel anymore. People can walk through without paying.
This is a fine time to tell me a Scotchman just knocked me cold with a bagpipe.
What?
That Loch Norman really packs a wallop.
Well, it was all my fault. There's only one thing to do, and that's give the people back their money. Now, how many dimes did you collect?
Only three, boss.
Only three?
Two from a newly married couple who didn't want to stop to argue.
Yes?
And one from a bald-headed Eskimo.
Well, the Eskimo's here, and I'll take care of him. See you later, Rochester. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, say, Rochester, I hope you sent my trunk to the right town. Last week, you sent it to Toledo instead of Toronto.
Don't worry, boss. It's all packed and on its way to Weehawken.
Weehawken?
Maybe it should be Skowhegan.
It's Waukegan. I told you to send the trunk to Waukegan, Illinois. Now, look, get in touch with Weehawken, and then get in touch with Skowhegan, and have him send the trunk to Waukegan.
You better put an Indian on that, boss. Sound they come from Paz, those names.
You'll do it yourself. Now, Rochester, if that trunk isn't in Waukegan, Waukegan, when I arrive, this will be your finish. Now, remember when I...
Friends, never has it been so important as it is today for you to choose the right foods in feeding your family. Because America's health and America's victory depends on your thoughtful food buying. That's why our government nutrition authorities urge you to buy more whole grain cereals and serve them oftener. Whole grain cereals are plentiful and economical, and they provide nutritional values we all need, including protective minerals and vitamins. Iron, calcium, phosphorus, proteins, niacin, vitamin B1. You get all those food values in whole grain cereal served with milk. So you see, there's a valuable and thrifty way to help balance other food shortages. Now, your choice may not be Grape Nuts Flakes, but if it is, it's a wise choice and a delicious one. For in Grape Nuts Flakes, you get a whole grain cereal with a distinctive malty-rich flavor and a crisp, toasty brown texture. But whether you choose Grape Nuts Flakes or not, do serve your family more whole grain cereal. Remember, they're plentiful, they're nourishing, they're thrifty.
That was the last number of the 20th program in the new Grape Nuts Flakes series. And we'll be with you again next Sunday night, broadcasting for servicemen in Chicago, Illinois. And I want to say that we have had a marvelous time here in Canada. I'd like to thank the Governor General, Prime Minister Mackenzie King, and all the people of Canada for their splendid hospitality. And also, I would like to wish success to the Canadian food industry's special war saving stamp drive, which is now taking place. Good night, folks.
The Jack Benny program is written by Bill Meyer and Ed Beloy.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. and we're now on YouTube. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying, so long for a while.